Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. It is a pleasure to be with you once again, wherever you are listening. Thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, I was hoping to have some discussions surrounding the Grizzlies game last night against the Portland Trailblazers. Unfortunately, that was canceled. It does seem like there is an impact from this past weekend that happened from last week with the Timberwolves game. Obviously, it's now led to continued contact tracing when it comes to the Grizzlies. No positive tests as of the recording of this show. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date with any recordings that may happen. Right now, Jonas Valanciunas is the one known person that is out due to health and safety protocols, but it does seem like that there may be other Grizzlies that could be impacted. Of course, this is the second game of the season that has been postponed. It'll be, very eye-opening, I think, if the Grizzlies were to be able to play come Friday. It could just be that they're just trying to get test results back. Whatever it may be, we don't want to speculate too much, but it certainly does seem like going forward, at least over the next few games, it will be up in the air until the Grizzlies get a little bit more certainty about what's going on with their roster to truly have enough players to play with, obviously, when it comes to their upcoming games against the Trailblazers in Portland and then the Sacramento Kings over the weekend. Grizzlies come back to Memphis. However, do have a very fun episode planned for today. We are going to do a buy and sell show today, talking about several players on the roster, talking about the Grizzlies themselves, kind of some rest of the season outlooks to really get an idea of what can be maintained from the Grizzlies' strong play and what could be up in the air. Is, can it really be maintained, or is it more of a mirage right now? But I know that y'all love hearing me talk, and I always love to do these podcasts, especially when I have a subject to talk about, but I figured that I might change it up a little bit. And to do that, I am very grateful, very thankful, and I'm going to be honest, very happy to welcome the person who will always be my favorite guest. That is my wife, Katie Coleman. Katie, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on here. Hopefully I don't bore your listeners too much.
you will not do that. Katie has kindly joined the show to do these buy and sell questions with me. Just a little bit of fun. It's always been a dream of mine to do a podcast with my wife. Me and Katie have been married now for just under 4 years, and I've always thought it would be fun to do a podcast with her. So we're going to give this a try. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at Stats SAC. You can find the podcast wherever they are available: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. We will be there. Listen, subscribe, enjoy the show. Give us a review. Let us know what content you'd like to be discussed. So in this format, we're going to do four buy and sell scenarios in the first, second, and third segment. Katie is real quickly going to be a buy or sell scenario, and then I'll discuss whether or not I want to buy or sell this, statement going forward, focusing on some Grizzlies players, getting more into the rookies in the second segment, and then the third segment talking about the Grizzlies themselves. So let's get started. Katie, your first buy and sell scenario.
We want to know if you think that Ja Morant shoots 20 double-doubles.
Buy or sell Ja Morant getting 20 double-doubles for the rest of the season?
Yes.
All right. So when it comes to Ja Morant, I think that there is certainly a chance that he could do that. He had 15 double-doubles last season. He already has one this season, barely missed one against the San Antonio Spurs. He has the capability of getting there. He had 15 again last season in over 70 games played. I'm going to buy to be aggressive with it, because I had stated that I think that a realistic outcome for him this season was to have a 20.8 assist line. I think having 20 games in which he has a double-double or at least has 10 or more assists is the best way for him to be able to do that. Plus, you've got better offensive weapons coming back eventually in Jonas Valanciunas, Jaren Jackson Jr., and others. So I'm going to buy. If he had 15 last year in around 70 games, I think that he could add a few more this year. So I'm going to buy Ja Morant getting 20 double-doubles via points and assists this year. And I really think that's what boosts him to have that 20.8 assist average and be a big boost for the Grizzlies on their playoff pursuits.
All right. So your next question is Jaren Jackson Jr., 50 games played.
So buying or selling Jaren Jackson Jr., 50 games played. I am going to sell. And the reason why I'm going to sell is because right now we are at 59 games that are left in the regular season. And I know with each of these games that are being postponed, you're going to see that that's another game that Jaren Jackson Jr. could eventually play in. However, I still think that it's February before we see Jaren Jackson Jr. I would anticipate that's another 5 to 6 games at least that the Grizzlies do play before the month of February. I feel as if even when he comes back, the Grizzlies will monitor him to make sure that he may sit out a game or two even as he's easing his way back into the rotation. Because let's not forget, when he comes back, he'll have only played 3 competitive games of basketball over the past 11 months, coming off a knee injury that's very vital to the type of player that he is. So I would say that I would sell. He probably plays in the higher 40s when it comes to game this year, and I think that that's a cautious way for the Grizzlies to approach it. So I'm going to sell.
All right. So your next buy or sell is buy or sell Tyus Jones and Dylan Brooks shooting better than 33% from the 3 the rest of the year.
So this is a very interesting question because obviously Dylan Brooks and Tyus Jones both have struggled when it comes to shooting the 3 this year. So far, Tyus sits at 23%. Dylan Brooks sits at 30%. And overall, the Grizzlies are just struggling right now from 3. I mean, even over their past 5 games, when they've been winning, they've only are averaging 9 threes per game. So it certainly is an aspect of their game that you really hope comes back. And I think that it is. I'm going to buy. Last year, Dylan Brooks shot 36% from 3. Tyus Jones shot 38% from 3. And I think that as they ease back into their closer to their more ideal roles, with less on their plate due to more talented players, the Grizzlies starters coming back, Brooks becomes kind of a main secondary scoring option. Tyus obviously goes back on the bench. I think that as they get more into their more ideal roles going forward, they get more comfort. There's less that they've got to think about and worry about. They can focus on the strengths of their game. And so, yes, I think between them, you can buy the aspect of them shooting 33% or better from 3 for the rest of the year, which gives the Grizzlies a bit more consistency, which I think will be a big development for their playoff run. So I am buying both Tyus Jones and Dylan Brooks combining to shoot 33% or better from 3 for the rest of the year.
All right. So buy or sell, Brandon Clark at 55% field goal percentage by the end of the year.
I am going to sell. And the reason why I'm going to sell is because it's going to be a hard commitment for Clark in this type of offensive setup that he is right now. I feel for him to get at the 60% he needs. So right now, he's shooting around 47% from the field. Last year, even though at 4 out of his last 6 games, he shot 54% or better, I think that this year, he's asked to shoot a little bit more from the outside, and teams are doing more to try to keep him from getting to the rim on a consistent basis. We've seen his game be more of the floater mixed with the alley-oop for the Grizzlies this season so far. Last year, in 31 out of 58 games, he shot 60% or better. He shot 62% overall. For the rest of this season, for him to get to 55% or better, he's going to have to shoot around 58 to 59%. I say he finishes just short of that, but I use 55% as the barometer because the closer that Clark gets to that 55% field goal percentage this season, that's an indicator of how close he's getting to the efficient player that we know he was last year. And if it comes from the bench, that is a big indicator that this Grizzlies bench really is emerging to be the asset that it can be. So the closer he is to that 55% as the season goes on, the better he's playing for the Grizzlies and being the weapon that we all know he can be like he was last year. So we've discussed some of the main stars as well as the regulars. But what about the rookies? Coming up, we're going to focus on the rookies, a couple of buy and sell scenarios with them, plus look at some strengths of Memphis and see whether or not they can be maintained going forward. We're well on our way into the new year, but obviously with the new year being here, that means the winter months still are going on. And unfortunately for a lot of us, that means that we're driving less, and that could potentially put us in peril when it comes to our cars if there were to be issues. Well, while I can't tell you how to repair your car if it does have trouble, I can give you an idea of where to go to find any car parts that you need, and that's rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a great place to go for a variety of reasons. Within a few clicks of a button, it's very easy to get what you need, and it's likely rockauto.com is going to have what you need based off having the parts for any make and model and any part, no matter how big or small, that you may need to get. Whether you're someone that does your own repairs, needs someone else to do the repairs, or you do repairs for others, rockauto.com is going to be a great place to go because it's very affordable. This is a family-owned business. They've been in operation for over 20 years. They know that car repairs usually fall outside of budget, so they're going to remain as financially feasible as possible. If you visit rockauto.com, let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. We are doing some buy and sell scenarios, and I am very lucky to welcome, again, my favorite guest. She will be my favorite guest up to this point and will always remain my favorite guest, my wife, Katie Coleman. Katie, are you having fun?
Oh, I'm having a blast.
It sounds like it. It really does sound like it. Katie is a fan of the Grizzlies via myself. She enjoys watching the games with me when she can, so it's been a pleasure having her on the show. All right, Katie, so we've got four buy and sells out of the way. I have bought Ja Morant getting 20 double-doubles this year. I sold on Jaren Jackson Jr. playing 50 or more games. I bought Tyus Jones and Dylan Brooks shooting better than 33% from three for the rest of the year. And I sold Brandon Clark finishing at 55% or more in field goal percentage. So we're 2-2 right now. What's the next buy-sell scenario?
Buy or sell. Desmond Bane shoots 125 threes this season.
I think it's very important for this question to be asked because I think that this is a key individual checkpoint for the Grizzlies. We know that Desmond Bane had a very good start to the season where he had six games to open the season, making two or more threes. He now, over his past, in his past seven games, there's been three games where he hasn't shot multiple threes. 10 out of his 13 games so far this year, he has multiple threes. So at a 10 out of 13 rate, trend, or whatever it may be, that means that over his next 60 games, basically, he would need to hit multiple threes in at least 50 of them to get 125 threes. He's got 23 threes right now. I believe he can do that. I believe that there are going to be a few games where he makes three or more threes, maybe a few games where he doesn't make a three. But the key here is that I also think that as the Grizzlies get their stars back, they're going to ride up plays for Desmond Bane to get his shot off out of the second unit. So I do feel Desmond Bane gets to 125 threes. I think the Grizzlies find a way to get him three or five shots from three per night. And if he's averaging around four to five shots a night, which I think is ideal for Memphis, I think he makes better than 40% of them the rest of the way. And so, yes, I will buy 125 threes for Desmond Bane.
All right. So buy or sell. Grizzlies rookie makes the all-NBA rookie first team.
I am going to sell. And the reason why that is because of this. When it comes to Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman, the reason why they are standing out amongst this rookie class is the quality that they are offering. We talk about Desmond Bane shooting. We talk about the overall net rating and positive impact that Xavier Tillman distributes. But the thing is that these guys are more, because of their roles that they're playing, they're not going to have as many opportunities. They don't stand out across the board counting statistics-wise as other rookies do. And the Rookie of the Year award, as we saw last year when it came to Ja Morant winning first, but then Kendrick Nunn winning second for some reason, the All-NBA rookie Rookie of the Year award and all NBA rookie teams, they typically are based on quantity. I think due to lack of opportunity, it's going to be hard for Bane or Tillman to really be able to finish, you know, with enough numbers to get an all NBA rookie first team award. I do think there is a very good chance both can make the all NBA rookie second team. So while I'm selling on someone on Bane or Tillman making the all NBA rookie first team, I think they both could be in play for the all NBA rookie second team.
All right. So buy or sell, Grizzlies team, Grizzlies set team record for assists and steals in single regulation game.
So basically, we're trying to figure out if the Grizzlies this year will set a new franchise record for assists or steals in a regular season game. And I think that that's certainly something that is easy to question because the Grizzlies so far this year have had success in both areas. Five games in which the Grizzlies have had 30 or more assists. Their season high so far is 34. They've also had, I believe, five games now where they've had 13 or more steals in a game. I think that I'm going to buy this from the steals perspective. The Grizzlies right now are leading the league in steals. You're seeing every single night seven or more players getting steals. And so against a team, I think the Grizzlies can have enough success with deflections and the ball bouncing their way. I think that there's a realistic chance they get that 18 or more steals in the game this season to really pull off a big victory. So I'm going to buy this from the steals perspective. I think that they could set a new franchise record in steals this season.
All right. So last one for this segment, buy or sell, Grizzlies finish in the top three in the NBA in assists and steals.
I'm buying that and wholeheartedly buying that because there's plenty of evidence that they can do it. Last year, the Grizzlies finished second in the NBA in assists per game. This year, they continue to get better. During this five-game winning streak, three times they've gone 30 assists or more, or they've gotten 30 or assists or more in the game. And the other big thing about it, in both of these scenarios, it's not just two or three really productive players that you hope can maintain above average rates. It's the fact that all the way down from the first through the eighth player in the rotation, the Grizzlies are going seven to eight deep or more per night when it comes to multiple assists, seven to eight deep per night when it comes to steals. That type of depth and production and focus from the entire team, I think makes this a very realistic goal. And I think it's something that Taylor Jenkins really would like to focus on as well, because if the Grizzlies finish both top 10 in assists and top 10 in steals, the team philosophy, the schemes on both ends of the court are playing into the strengths of this team. And I think if they can continue to win, they'll find success. So I'm buying them finishing top three in assists and top three in steals. So we've talked about individual players. Where could they buy or selling what they could potentially do? We've also looked at some different things that the Grizzlies can do to really see if they can maintain some great play. But what does this all mean? Based off what I'm buying and selling, how do I feel it's going to eventually impact the Grizzlies once we get towards the end of the season and their playoff potential? We'll discuss that coming up here on Locked On Grizzlies. The most exciting Sunday of NFL football is finally here. Conference Championship Sunday. Four teams left. Three total games, including the Super Bowl, to determine a champion. If you like watching these games for fun, that's great. But if you like to add to your fun by wagering a little bit of money on the outcomes, there's a great way for you to profit. Beyond football, basketball is in full swing. Hockey is in full swing. MLB baseball is on the horizon. Regardless of what sport you cheer for or who you cheer for, it's always nice to be able to sit down and watch the different competitive events. But it's even better if you have a great source you can go to wager and profit to add to your fun. There's only one source that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get it on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus. #BetOnline. If you want to be basketball smart, it starts with listening to the Hollinger and Duncan podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. NBA analytics pioneer and front office insider John Hollinger joins Dunked On podcast host Nate Duncan to bring you scouting reports, game breakdowns, and salary cap analysis. Subscribe to Hollinger and Duncan today wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So we're back, and so I've talked about individual players as well as team individual statistics that I feel are going to be very important. If the Grizzlies can maintain their success and these players can reach these thresholds, it really helps the Grizzlies' playoff chances. So far, I've bought that I think Ja Morant's going to have 20 or more games in which he has double-digit assists and turnovers. Sold on the idea of Jaren Jackson Jr. playing 50 or more games. I think he plays a little bit less than that. I do think Tyus Jones and Dylan Brooks can shoot 33% or better from three, which would be a big boon to the Grizzlies' three-point shooting. And I did sell Brandon Clark shooting 55% or better this season, though I think the closer he gets there, the better off he and the Grizzlies are going to be. I bought Desmond Bane shooting 125 or more threes. I think the Grizzlies are going to find the importance of featuring him. I sold the idea of a Grizzlies rookie making the All-NBA first team, though I do think that the quality that Bane and Tillman are playing with lets them both be in contention for the second team. I did buy the fact that I think the Grizzlies would set the franchise record in assists or steals this season. I think the Grizzlies have a good chance of setting a new franchise high with 18 or more steals in the game. And I did also buy, due to the depth of their production in both areas, I did buy the Grizzlies finishing top three in assists and steals this season. Once again, I have a very special guest with me for this show. Her name is Katie Coleman, my lovely wife. Katie, how much fun are you having?
Oh, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I'm probably about an 8 because I love to surprise you with my knowledge on basketball.
Oh, it has nothing to do with just hearing my voice at any point in time that you can. I thought that would put you at an 11.
No, I get to do that every day, all day.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. All right, Katie, so for this final segment, we're going to focus on these individual statistics, these statistics that we've talked about so far. How could they impact the Grizzlies' chances of reaching different thresholds that really could help them get into the playoffs? So, Katie, give me the next buy or sell.
All right, your first buy or sell is Grizzlies finish as a top 10 defense in defensive rating.
I buy. And the reason why, well, actually, if you want to say I'm going to buy it, but it's a push, I feel they finished 10th. And the reason why I say that is because of this. Do I think the Grizzlies are one of the top five defenses in this league right now? I do not. I think that they've certainly been aided by the competition that they faced and being lucky with some star players being out. That's not to take anything away from the Grizzlies. It's just a relevant part of the equation in the schedule that they faced. I do think that eventually, as the schedule gets tougher and you see some of these other talents come in for the Grizzlies, their defense is probably going to falter just a little bit. However, I do think that because of how strong the defense has been for these players that are eventually going to be the Grizzlies' depth, not their main stars, the Grizzlies are really going to be able to find success through their defense, especially their opportunistic ability to create turnovers. So I think the depth of defensive talent that is on this team or has emerged on this team and the commitment to making defense be a calling card for this team, I think that it allows for them to remain a top 10 defense. And as Nathan Chester talked about over at Grizzly Bear Blues, there's some really positive numbers if the Grizzlies can stay in the top 10 of defensive rating that really should help them have good playoff chances.
All right. Buy or sell. Does Memphis finish with a 500 or better record?
I'm going to sell. It's going to come right there. If you've noticed on a lot of these sales, it's going to come right under where I think it's going to be. I still think that the Grizzlies will finish probably with 33 to 35 wins. Just to put that kind of in an understood, you know, to make it understood as far as the rest of their season goes, if the Grizzlies were to win 27 games of their next 59, they would be 27 and 32, and they would finish with a record of 34 and 38. I think that that still certainly is a good projection for them. Could they get to 36 or 37 wins? Potentially, but I still think that the Grizzlies finish in that 33 to 35 range when it comes to win. The schedule's getting tougher, though we are getting some of our better talents back. I do think that that's where they stand. So I still think they're going to be slightly under 500 for the rest of the way, and I'll take the under slightly. So I'm going to sell them being a 500 team.
All right. So buy or sell, do the Grizzlies finish second in the Southwest Division?
I think that I'm going to sell this again because I think that the Grizzlies are going to likely finish third. Right now, you're seeing San Antonio have the best record in the Southwest Division. The Grizzlies are a half game back of them. And then, of course, Dallas is right behind the Grizzlies. And then a few games back, you've got New Orleans and Houston. I think the Grizzlies will be able to maintain a pace to where they can stay ahead of New Orleans this year with how much New Orleans is struggling right now. Obviously, when Houston traded Harden, there's not much focus on them making the playoffs this year. I do think Dallas eventually has too much talent not to find their stride. I think they eventually take the division and go forward with it pretty convincingly. I think that San Antonio has a bit higher ceiling. That's not necessarily anything towards Memphis. It's just that I think San Antonio, with their veteran presence as well as Coach Popovich, I think they may have a bit better off or higher floor that they can stay consistent with. So I'll take the Grizzlies to finish third, slightly behind San Antonio, and so I'll sell them finishing second in the division.
All right, so our last question, or our last buy and sell scenario is, do the Grizzlies make the playoffs this year?
I am going to buy the Grizzlies making the playoffs this year, and that may be a surprise to hear from me because I still stand by the fact that I truly do think that the best draft pick the Grizzlies can get really will impact their future. However, that's theoretically. I think that theoretically is the best outcome for this Grizzlies team this season. But it's not the best outcome for the players themselves. One of the reasons why this team is succeeding, even overachieving, considering all that they're without right now, is the mentality of this team. How much they bought in playing with each other. How much last year impacted them. Multiple players have said it. It did not sit well with them missing the playoffs last year. And so I think that they're going to finish in the same scenario. They're going to finish somewhere between 7 and 10. I think they likely finish ninth. They're going to get a play-in opportunity, and I think that the Grizzlies will make it happen. If it's a best 2 out of 3 series, I think that the Grizzlies really do have the ability to make it happen. Now, if it's got to be them winning 2 in a row, we'll see. But I do think that the Grizzlies have it within them to where they are motivated enough. And they've got the defense now. They've established enough of a high floor as a team to really have a good shot at getting in the playoffs. So I'm going to buy the Grizzlies making the playoffs. So just to rehash that last segment, I went ahead and bought the Grizzlies finishing top 10 in defensive rating. I think they'll finish 10th. I sold them having a 500 or better record. I think that they will go slightly below 500 for the rest of the season and finish at around 33 to 35 wins. I do think that they are going to finish third in the division. So I sold the idea of them, finishing second in the Southwest Division. But I did buy them getting into the playoffs because I think if they get into a play-in scenario, this team is going to do all that they can to make sure they don't go home again from a play-in scenario. And they've shown much more often than not to believe in them when they've got a goal set. But I will say this. This has been an absolute joy. It's been really fun being able to go through these buy and sell scenarios and talk with you about some things about the Grizzlies, I think, that may be a little bit above their current rate, their true rates, and some things that easily could be maintained in terms of the individuals and the Grizzlies themselves. But I'm especially happy to have shared this experience with my lovely wife, Katie Coleman, who's been a wonderful guest. Katie, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, babe.
We will be glad. We will certainly be glad to have this again towards the end of the year, another buy and sell scenario. Just to remind you, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz. You can find myself at StatsSEC. The podcast, wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, please rate, review, listen, and enjoy. Tomorrow, I am going to be very happy to welcome former Locked On Grizzlies host Mark King. We'll talk a little bit about the situation regarding COVID, but we'll also discuss the potential of, if the Grizzlies truly were to continue to win, even through this tough schedule, do we get to the point to where the Grizzlies should start to consider making sense to bring in a very significant piece that could really let them make noise in the playoffs? Do the Grizzlies make that type of trade and investment this season going forward? I'll discuss that more with Mark King. But until then, thank you so much for my lovely wife, Katie. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and hope you enjoyed this edition of Locked On Grizzlies, the buy and sell edition. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.